Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We welcome every one of us to this week's Sunday school class. Today is Sunday, 28th July 2024. We're on lesson 48, and our topic for today is the second coming of Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for joining us for Sunday school this week, and this lesson is recorded by the Sunday School Department of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Christ the Lord Parish, Lekki Phase 1, Lagos, Nigeria. We're going to start by praying. We're going to say, Father, please help me to keep watching and waiting for the second coming of Christ. Father, Lord, please help me. Help your church to keep watching and waiting for the second coming of Christ. The Lord God Almighty will keep every one of us. He'll keep our loved ones. He'll keep his church to keep watching and waiting for the second coming of Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Our topic for last week was perilous times, which was what we talked about and described according to our Bible passage for that day. According to 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 to 5, we'll read this passage again. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This prophecy and the warning against perilous times is very important for us to know and be reminded about, and that is what we're going to be talking about this week. Our Bible passage for today is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. We read, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that which we are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen." Our Bible passage is talking about the rapture, although that word is not mentioned anywhere in the Bible specifically, but it is just a description of what was prophesied and what will happen. We'll take a memory verse from John chapter 14, verse 3. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye also may be." Amen. According to Acts chapter 1 verses 10 and 11, this passage describes the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ as being personal, bodily, and visible with power. Jesus Christ is coming to fulfill the ultimate salvation. The second coming of our Lord will be in this manner, that is, personal, bodily, and visible, as we have read. However, this second coming is going to happen in two phases. The first phase, which is regarded as the rapture, as we said, will be the coming of the Lord for his saints. A saint is a holy person who is set apart for God's purpose. The second phase will be the coming of the Lord with his saints to set up the millennium. That is, the first phase is Jesus Christ coming for his saints, while the second phase is Jesus coming with his saints. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Between the first phase and the second phase of the second coming of Christ is a period of the great tribulation. Our prayer is that none of us, none of our loved ones, or his church in entirety will remain to experience this awful period in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We have two lesson outlines. The first one, prophecies and purpose of his second coming. The first coming of our Lord Jesus Christ was prophesied as contained in Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, which we read, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Having come to pass as stated, we have confidence that the prophecies of the second advent will also be fulfilled." His second coming was foretold according to Daniel chapter 7 verses 13 and 14. He says, "I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him, and there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Another thing is that Jesus Christ himself prophesied his second coming. We are going to read Matthew chapter 25 verses 31 to 34. "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our prayer for every one of us listening, for his church globally, for all our loved ones, is that we'll inherit the kingdom prepared for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. What then is the purpose of the second coming of Christ? Jesus Christ is coming back to fulfill the following purposes and so many more. The salvation of the saints will be complete, according to Hebrews chapter 9 verse 28. "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." Another purpose of the second coming is that Jesus Christ will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and he'll also receive us to be with him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5, "Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the heart, and then shall every man have praise of God." Every one of us will continually praise him in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Another purpose of his second coming is that at the second phase, which is the revelation, Christ will be glorified in his saints. He will execute judgment as reigning and conquering king. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Another purpose is that Jesus Christ will reign majestically. He will destroy death. According to Apostle Paul, he made bold to declare, as reported in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 25 and 26, "For he must reign till he have put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death." Hallelujah to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We now go on to lesson outline 2 concerning the manner of his coming. We'll discuss the steps according to the manner in which the Bible has described the process. Jesus Christ will descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel. We have earlier read about this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16. Another thing is he will appear suddenly according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. in the manner of his coming, we continue to discuss, he will appear in the glory of his Father, according to Matthew chapter 16, verse 27. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Our prayer is that our works will show up for us and make us to be able to reign with Christ. Will not face condemnation in the mighty name of Jesus. Concerning the manner of the coming of Jesus Christ, the word of God tells us that the saints will meet with him in the air and be with him forever. We have read this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. We now move on to the second phase, which is the one between the first coming and the second coming. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Another thing is that he will come in the clouds to earth with power and with great glory. Matthew chapter 24, verse 30. Jesus Christ will come in his glory, accompanied by his angels and with his saints. Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 is witness. Jesus Christ will come in flaming fire to take vengeance on those who do not know or obey God. None of us will be in this category in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are now going on to talk about our class activities. One says, why do you think some people still do not believe that Christ is coming again, despite all the available prophecies? Please remember that we had discussed some at the beginning, backed by Bible verses. The interesting thing is that even some believers doubt that Jesus is going to come again. Some of these reasons why people still do not believe is that some say since they were born, even up until now, they have heard it preached that he's coming again and nothing has happened. Some, it is because of hardness of heart. Some people believe that they are enjoying themselves so much, they do not want to think about tomorrow. Their attitude is, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Another reason is that some people are taking the grace and mercies of God for granted. They say that God is merciful, so he will not allow anyone to be destroyed. Our prayer is that none of us will find ourselves in this category, because the truth, according to the word of God, is that we need to hold on in faith because Christ is coming again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Class activity 2 says, what are the signs you can see around you which indicates that Christ's coming is imminent? There are so many signs as contained in the Bible and which we are even seeing around us right now globally. The signs are not limited by geographical location or environment. Some of these signs include, and they are not limited to, selfishness, love of self, pride, blasphemy, betrayal, lovers of pleasure, wars, rumors of war, there are famines, earthquakes, diminished love of God. Some do not even fear God anymore. Breakdown of family values and all of those things. The Lord God Almighty will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. It is very important that we are not deceived and we must not deceive our own self. What is going to happen is that Christ's coming is certain as night follows day. According to 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards world, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. The Lord will help us to make ourselves ready for his second coming. While we continue to plan and work every day, we need to be aware that whenever it is that he's coming, the Bible says he's going to come like a thief in the night. So we must continue to watch and pray. We must live as if this is the final day that we are going to be spending here. We cannot afford to lower our guards. It is only those who eventually endure to the end who will reign with him for eternity. What is your status? What is my status? This is a sober moment of self-reflection and self-examination. Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? Will I be ready when the Lord shall come? I will be ready. I will be ready. I will be ready when the Lord shall come. I will be ready. I will be ready. I will be ready when the Lord shall come. So shall it be for every one of us, for our loved ones, for his church, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. He's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. He's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah, he's coming back again. We are going to pray by closing with this prayer. Oh, Lord, please help me not to miss your glorious second coming. Oh, Lord God Almighty, help me, teach me, enable me, guide me, support me. Let me not miss your glorious second coming. Our prayer is that none of us will miss his glorious second coming in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We appreciate you for joining Sunday school class this week. Thank you very much. God bless you. Amen.